Welcome to Assets and Aging, the weekly podcast that's all about the issues of aging. So glad to have you join me today. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, as you look around, take a look at all the stuff on my webpage where you're watching this. Remember, I'm not an attorney, and everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. Today's subject is, why do you have a trust? You know, one of the first things I talk about, and by the way, in all my contact information is on my webpage, my phone number, my upcoming workshop on the 15th of June, you can sign up. All of that stuff's on my webpage, my homepage, and you can take a look at it. Do you have a trust? Why do you have a trust? People, when they come in all the time, they're talking about dad or mom or whoever it is, and one of the first things I'll ask them about is, do you have documents? And they'll say, yeah, we have a trust. And I'll say, well, what does the trust say? And the trust says there's no probate. Or they'll say, the trust says when we're dead, everything goes to our kids. And I'm going, but you see, that's not the issue for me. The issue for me is not what happens after you're dead. The issue for me is what happens before that. People sometimes spend 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 years dying. What are your documents going to do if you don't die today? What are your documents going to do if you spend a long time with a physical or mental or emotional problem? What do your documents say? Well, I don't know. When we did them, we were worried about no probate. I know, but probate's after you die. Well, when I die, everything goes to my wife, and then after my wife dies, it all goes to the kids. Again, we're talking about what happens when I'm dead. Did anybody talk to you when you were doing your trust or documents about what happens if you don't die? What happens if you mostly die? What happens if you're ill or frail? Do your documents have frailty language in them? Are your powers of attorney springing or immediate? I'm not going to tell you what that means, but you should know the answer to that question. If you don't know the answer to that question, you should. Because there's a big difference. Does your trust have language that's going to allow someone to deal with frailty issues? Does it have frailty language? Does it have gifting language? Who can amend it or alter it? Who can change it? Who can deal with all the things that happen to us in life and we're not dead? We may be very frail. We may be competent. We may not be competent. We may be whatever. Also, Do your documents address the wrong person dying? Oh, what do you mean, Bob? I don't understand. In one-third of the cases, the well spouse dies first. So let's say dad has dementia. And dad's not doing very well, but mom's home, and mom's taking care of dad. Mom takes care of dad. Well, okay, what happens if mom dies first? Who's in charge? Well, the person that has dementia. Well, maybe we have successor trustees. What can they do? What can't they do? What are they allowed to do? What are they forbidden to do? There's a whole bunch of questions that need to be answered if I don't die asleep at night at home surrounded by my family. It's really, really important that whatever documents you had, whether you had them done by an attorney, whether you had them done at a hotel from a $300 trust mill, and the attorney is in San Bernardino somewhere, or whatever it is, it's really important that you make sure you really understand your documents, not from the standpoint of dying, but from the standpoint of living, but living in a frail state. Living with dementia or the results of a stroke or just old age or feebleness or whatever you want to call it. Are your documents going to allow someone to apply for government benefits? Are they going to allow, well, Bob, I have a living trust. All my assets are protected if I need Medi-Cal or VA. No, they're not. My opinion only, but no, they're not. So it's really, really important that you determine what is going to happen to you and your loved ones, your family, if you don't die. If you haven't had your documents reviewed for a while, with that in mind, I strongly suggest you do. That you sit down and talk to someone about what's going to happen with what I have, with the documents that I have, the trust, the powers of attorney, whatever it is, healthcare directives. What's going to happen to me if I don't die? Who's going to be able to be in charge? Who's going to be able to apply for Medi-Cal benefits? Who's going to be able to protect assets? Who can take care of me and make the decisions that I want made? If you're not sure, you're always welcome to call me and sit down and we can have a conversation together. My phone number's on my webpage. My email address is there. And you can sign up for my next workshop on the 15th of June. And this will be one of the subjects. It's always one of the subjects. So why do you have a trust? What does it do for me today, not after I'm dead? What is if the reason I have the trust is only to deal with what happens when I'm dead, we may be missing the most important part. Will those documents take care of me if I'm alive but incapacitated or incompetent or infirmed or frail? Thanks so much for listening. Make sure you listen to my other podcast. Make sure you cruise down through my website and you join one of the member sections where there's access to a lot more information than here. Tons of videos and blogs and information. Thanks for joining me again. I look forward to hearing from you or maybe seeing you at one of my upcoming workshops. Thanks so much for listening to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. We'll see you here next week. Thanks.